This conference is being recorded.
Okay. Good morning, TNT. And I truly mean good morning since I am on the East Coast. This morning, it is definitely a good morning. Oh.
Then it's afternoon, Tony.
Oh, yeah. It's afternoon. Okay. All right. So we can see I'm still confused. There we go. Which is better. I think, is it afternoon? Is it? My clock says 10:07. What time is it? Oh, it's 1:00. All right. All right, my bad. Sorry, guys. Okay, let's get down to the call. Yep, again, we never expected to be here. Shouldn't be here, but here we are. And so we can start off positive, end positive. I'm going to say, DC, what's going on?
Hi, Johnny. Hi, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well today. For those who don't like the details, bottom line, things are so freaking close. Honestly, nobody really knows why we're not sitting in the money right now. For the details, let's go east to west like we do. Iraq is done with their festival and holiday. It was successfully completed. Everybody was happy. We understand that everybody's been voted on. Everybody's happy, but they just haven't revealed it. Some announcements during the mosque this morning were made to Iraqis about who their prime minister are, who their other council members are, and that was treated very well. But it wasn't universal throughout, but it definitely was on other things. We understand also in Iraq that, again, a lot of stability is being brought to the situation about for the ISIS stuff and other nefarious guys. They're all still being brought into to bear, and that is a very good thing. Let's see. There are celebrations planned. I know there have been celebrations in the past, but there are absolutely celebrations planned for tomorrow. And everybody is sitting around quite happy with themselves in Iraq. Anything else about Iraq, Bud?
Let me see. Well, I'm trying to think. I don't know what I can say and I can't say. But anyway.
We can't say much.
For those
who know, in fact, this is a good point to mention, is we were asked to just don't rock the boat, don't do anything to cause an issue. And so we're trying to abide by those rules. Just because we don't want to cause a problem, we just want everybody to get paid as much as they can.
Okay, let me do this, because I know, you know, I used to hate it when I was on the other call and that, and people, well,
sure.
I know stuff, but I can't tell you, or this is not going to happen for this reason, but I can't tell you. And, I mean, I hate that with a passion, to tell you the truth.
I listen to it?
People here do. They're like, you know, I'm tired of hearing that BS.
Sure.
So, okay, everybody knows my situation anyway. Right now I'm here, and I'm trying to go through my mother's funeral and do all that, and Ray is here. So we know that there's some stuff, and I'm trying to limit it. But last Wednesday call, I got to address this call first, since we just went through all that, without causing any controversy, anything.
Okay.
Guys have to understand that it's important for people emotionally, and especially right now, and I'm talking to everybody on both sides of the fence, to understand where the other side is, emotionally, mentally drained, everything, but still trying to do the right thing. So, in doing Gail's letter last week, I thought it was important that both sides hear that letter. And it represented both sides, and actually when I asked you. So it was a good thing for everybody, the powers that be, President Obama, I mean, his staff, on down, everybody, to understand what's happening on the streets. Because it's also as much important to know what's happening on the streets as it is what's happening in the office building on the 18th floor next to you, or another Capitol building or everything else. Because, you know, the people on the street count and they have emotions and feelings, as well as people people in the building who were doing the right thing. So I want everybody to know that they were being supported, and it was a time to just do it and get it over with. I mean, if we could possibly do that. So it was important that they knew and other Denarians knew that people out there felt that way, but they were also pleading to please, please let us show you what we could do with this power as we share this power and this responsibility, money being the power. That's all, because money changes a whole lot of things. So I thought that was important that everybody know that. Let's just not try and, you know, I got to throw this off a little bit. I took a real estate course a long time back. Guy made a whole lot of money. And he said, successful people's problem is this. They just aim, reload, point, you know, let me go buy a laser. Let me change the color from red to blue to purple, whatever. Aim. And some guy just walks up with a shotgun, boom, done. It's done. Let's just get it done. That's all everybody's saying. We'll fix everything later because everything is fixable, changeable, transferable, as we already know. And we've been learning a very good lesson in that for the last 10, 12 years. So we're at the point right now where there's been a lot of aiming done, but nobody's taking a shot to actually hit the target and say, let's do it. Okay. I mean, it's okay if you miss, if you're at least shooting, but if you just aim, you know, people are like, well, at least take a chance. I mean, if nothing else, that letter last week said, take a chance on us. I mean, if you really didn't understand it, that was the bottom line. After all is said is done, please take a chance on us or give us a shot at it or, hey, we're here, we're supporting you after everything that's been said and done. We're still here to support you. We're still here going to do this for our fellow citizens. And that's the way that should have been taken and should have been gone. Everything else that we can't talk about, and even though you guys know some people are talking about it, and this might be a bad thing to say, DC, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that is, I mean, you know they're talking about it or we wouldn't know. I was going to say that, which is crazy. I mean, and you know we know. So let's just do it. I mean, now is the time to just do it. We're trying to help both sides. We're trying to make this as smooth as possible. But it's hard on us to come here and say we can't say this and can't say that. I mean, we're saying it. It's hard on the people to hear it, to know that they're that very close, but we can't say, you know, this is the time, this is the day. And we understand clearly why we cannot. Everybody understands that. Because of the market, the world economy, what it would do if everybody knew in advance, and all the reasons why. But to know is just down to that. We're down to this critical point. It's probably more stress on everybody than anything else. And unfortunately, like I said, you can't, you know, unspill milk or, you know, you just can't put it back in the bottle once it's hit the floor. And it's out there, and it's out there for everybody to see. So that's a critical point. But for our listeners, you guys got to understand that's just, and even though DC is trying to give you as much detail as he can, because he clearly left some out. But anyway.
I'd love to say it.
Yeah. But
drives me nuts.
This is not an easy thing to do either for us, guys. It's not easy for me to try and help you. And all I can say is, or all DC can say, we're in a very great spot at this moment. You should be excited because you truly should. Your whole world's about to change. But, you know, and we've been saying that for, I could say 3 years, but for the last 3 weeks, the possibility has been so high, it's kind of off the charts. It could have happened at any time, but still it's hard to say that without telling you guys the exact thing that happened last night or yesterday or the day before that, as a matter of fact. So I just want you to understand DC's doing the best he can without doing everything, but letting you know we're in a great position.
Really good.
Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to say that.
No, that was great, Tony. Thank you, sir. So, again, what we're trying not to say is everybody can put it together. What we're trying not to say, but it doesn't take a rocket science to do that. Let's go over to the good old US of A, go over that again. UN's ready. Administration guys are ready. Banks are ready. Everybody's queued up on super duper high alert, ready to go, waiting for everything to go. I mean, it's just, there's just not much left to do. There's really not. And so we're just kind of sitting here. As I was trying to describe to several people, they're like, listen, we don't have much to talk about. We're just there. That's it. So.
That's it. So that's
yeah,
it.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Oh, God.
Oh,
gosh. It is harder. And each call becomes harder and harder because at some point, you know, you just got to, look, this is just where it is. I mean, eventually,
right.
It's going to have to happen. If it doesn't happen, then, cause, and if we don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. But
yeah.
It's not that well of a guarded secret, just so they know.
No, it's going out all over.
That's right. So.
It is.
Okay. I wanted to get started with the callers, but the first one is a Texas person again. Can I say
hey!
All right. 832.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I actually
you know a whole lot of people are mad at you right now, just so you know that.
Why is that? Because I'm Texas?
Because you're the first caller, because you've been on here for 735 minutes, because I said, oh, I'll just skip that guy. But go ahead. No, I'm just going. Go ahead.
He's playing with it.
I actually don't have a question. I have a request. The gentleman from with the area code 410 on Monday's call, he was talking about real estate, life coach, and energy. I would like for him to reach out to me if he's a member on the boards. And he can look me up by going to James, the number 4, Hush. So James for Hush. And if he can reach out to me, we have a lot of the same ideas. And I just want to see if we can grow a business together, if he's interested. So that's all I got.
Okay, so
great.
We'll be a referral agency. So all right, no, thank you. Okay, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Okay. All right, 928, you are next.
Hi, Tony. I want
to. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well this morning, and I want to thank your mom. I know she's up there helping this whole process along as well now. And she can be in more places than one now. So thank you to her, and thank you to the entire Moses team that has been working hard and a long time for us. And thank you to all the public servants and the good old boys in the power positions that do their part to set up tax laws and contract rates in fair and equal ways that support prosperity for we the people, creating good karma for themselves, because bad karma's really a bitch.
It is.
And it's very precise, so we know that what you give out, you get back. And I have a couple of quick questions. First, if you were me and had Indonesian rupee, would you exchange at the same time as the dinar?
I would, yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Because
thank
I don't
you.
Know what that market is going to do, but it's such a great rate. I mean, I just take, you know, bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
And will they have a contract rate for that?
No.
No.
Not
okay.
that I know of. Anyway, let's DC know.
Something. Yeah, I've never heard of one.
Okay. And if I have a basic trust, which currently holds my home and a credit union account, is it okay to put my currency exchange accounts into the same trust, or would the intermingling cause problems in the future?
I don't know. I would ask the trust attorney or ask Ray Wren, because he does trust, not me. I don't know the purpose of your trust, you know.
Okay.
What direction you have there, so I wouldn't know what it's
right.
gonna, how it's going to affect it in the future.
Okay. Yeah. We just don't know quite yet.
And, you know, the dong, the dinar, the rupiah, are not on the bank sites currently when you go to see what the rates are. Will they put them on when, I'm talking about on the internet, when you go to find out what their what the rates are? They're not even listed in the lineup.
Oh, yeah, once it happens, they'll be part of their business, their everyday business from that point.
They will. Okay. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate
all
you guys are doing. Thanks. You too.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay. 303.
Hey, Tony, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
The first one, I sent a an idea off to you at the donate at email address, and I don't know if you got it, but I was hoping to use the momentum of the We Are the People, the Twitter thing if you follow football, and an idea to do like salary caps, only campaign expense caps, where we try to reduce the amount of money and make it even among all the candidates. And if it's something that would work, maybe we could use the We Are the People and the Twitter campaign and the momentum we have going to create some change. And I was just wondering if you got that or was able to take a look at it.
I didn't get it, so I'm sure it's still there. And at some point, I will get it because my daughter usually, you know, does that stuff and goes and looks at it and forcings to me. Besides Pam, I mean Pam might go in there and look at it. But let's do this because we want this call to be a good call right now, a calm call. And I don't mind telling you guys that some of their concerns are what we would do as a group afterwards. So it's the reason your phone call right now is why, you know, me and DC got assigned 31 pages instead of 5 like you. So not
right.
That it's wrong. I'll just tell you at this point in time, let's not do that. Okay?
I understand.
All right.
And then the question is, just say things don't progress where we want them to, and, you know, we've been here for such a long time, and I know there's some people that are really out there hurting. If there would be an opportunity to go and because it is international outside of the U.S., I guess, from what you say, if we could go and ask for going and getting the SKRs at the banks and use those as a basis for a low-interest loan. I mean, is there anything that prevents us from being able to do that now?
Let me see how I can answer that question. Let me see. I could say DC can answer that question.
Okay. Bottom line is, yes, if you can get an SKR, but bottom line, they're not doing those right now. You know, some SKRs were done that way, but a lot, most, there's no real SKR-ing, if I could turn that into a verb, going on right now. So, I mean, frankly, a lot of us would love to do just that, but unfortunately, we're not allowed to do that yet.
I mean, is there an opportunity that we can ask for it if things don't go, you know, if things go beyond another week or something like that?
Bottom line, I do the bearer of bad news, but no, because that's in essence helping a lot of people go through the RV process without actually going through the the public RV. So they have that tied down pretty tight. Even the folks who have exchanged before, some of them have real tight restrictions like that, and the rest are just kind of held up in SKRs like that, but they can't use it. So it's, you know, we've got a couple guys we talked to they're incredibly frustrated because they see this huge, massive bank account, but they're struggling themselves. So unfortunately, you know, a lot of people are trying to crack that code. I don't think until it goes through, in fact, I know until it goes through on a public scale, they're not going to let that. As close as it is, no one's even really considering it right now. Again, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but just unfortunately that's where we're at.
And let's just take that for an answer right there, guys, and let's just appreciate the fact that DC answered it because he gave you more information than I was, and he gave it to you in a better way than I was going to. So anyway,
I don't know about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Something happened to my computer. I'm on the laptop. I think we're ready to get to it here in a minute. Here we go. 325. Is that where we're at? Or 303. Do we do 303?
I don't think so.
You did 303.
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
This is 325. Yes, sir. Back in Texas.
Yep. Oh,
hey!
Back in Texas again? Man.
it was meant to be. What can I say? Okay. I'll be brief. One thing I want to bring up is a question to you in reference. This was made reference about several weeks ago. I didn't get all the details, and it was too late to get a recap of the phone call. But in reference to if there is a cap, how can we strategize instead of only getting the international rate for the balance? How can we receive more by giving the balance to our friends or family to receive the contract rate and pass X number of dollars back to us, and most importantly, and still comply with the NDA?
Okay. Now, that was an excellent question.
Thanks, sir.
Actually, I even liked the question, and I was thinking, do I really answer this question or not? Okay, but it was an excellent question. Now, and I got to tell you, last year, and probably even 6 months from now, I would have walked you through to defeat everything they're trying to do with that. I would have simply walked you through it. I'm telling you. Would have probably pissed off a whole lot of people. But today, we're going to see what DC says. So, they could have put me in that spot.
Okay.
Well, we're not under NDA right now, guys. Let me say this then, so you know.
We're not.
A definite way, if there is a cap, and I'm not saying there is, or maybe we mentioned it or something. I know it's out there because it's been out there since Monday again. You guys are concerned with that. If you think about breaking it down into parts, which makes sense. So, you, in essence, your question answered a whole lot for you. If you reach that cap and you have spouses, children, brothers, sisters, uncles that you were going to give it to anyway, wouldn't that be the time to do it? Not go above and take as little as you can for it? Because, you know, why should I take $4 for it when I could simply hand it to you because you're below the cap and you can get $20 for it? Which one really makes sense to do? Okay. Plus,
but how can you pass the money back to you? Because with the non-disclosure...
I'm getting ready to tell you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm getting ready to tell you. It's very simple. And that's what the lady was asking before, and I said, I didn't know the purpose of your trust. Now, who can go into a trust? Who can be executors of trust? Beneficiaries of trust? Who is authorized to use trust accounts? So there are a lot of different strategies that the really, really rich and wealthy already use that you would have an opportunity to if you sit down and think about it and go step by step. And actually, that's part of the things that we were going to talk about after it actually happens, except for now I'm not going to talk about it, right, DC?
He did a lot of talking for not talking about it, huh?
Well, I'm talking about after it happens. After I sign the NDA, I can't talk about it.
Right, absolutely.
But up to then,
I'm
can
just
tell
giving
you
a hard time.
Oh, yeah, literally everything. This is what I would do. And could have the whole world do something different. But anyway, you had good questions, so I know you know what to do and what to look for. The majority of people are not going to have, you know, the knowledge that you have. I can tell by the question that you asked. They're not even going to think about that until afterwards. Somebody's going to tell them, why you didn't just do this? And you could have made $100 million more or $200 million if you would have just did it this way versus that way. So, of course, we can't spend the whole call going through it. But it was a good
question.
All right, D.C., what's your answer? Wait, let D.C. give your answer first.
Oh, good.
Nope.
Could you ask your question again, sir? That second question I didn't hear. Sorry.
The second question.
Repeat the question for him?
Repeating the question, it's pertaining to if there is a cap.
Okay. I thought there was a follow-on question. I'm sorry. No.
Well, I haven't answered it. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. His question is, how do you beat the cap? How do you get the most money out of it and still be able to spend it yourself, pass back through to you?
Comply with the NDA.
Okay, sorry. I thought the NDA won't have anything to do with that part,
but go ahead.
Sorry. Right, correct. Sorry, I thought there was a follow-on question. I think Tony answered that as best we possibly can on there. I apologize about the confusion there. But, frankly, I think Tony nailed it on what to do. And also make sure and include your charities and your other things in that in your line of thinking as well. That's the only thing I'm going to add.
Okay. And is Dong, has there been anything about Dong as far as being a cap?
Yes. On the contract rate, yes. We don't know what that is. At least I've never even, I know there is one, but I don't know what that number is. Tony, do you know?
No, because it just became a factor. It wasn't prior, but supposedly it is now, because you guys are buying too much. So quit buying. But actually, it just became a factor as far as we know. That wasn't there, like I said, a year ago. It wasn't even there 6 months ago. But supposedly it is now.
Okay. Has the contract rates been set for the other currencies? It's been set. I think it's pretty. You've made it very clear. It's been set. It's a known situation with those that know about it, but the general public doesn't. But has the contract rates have been also set for the other currencies, or is there going to be a delay for that?
I don't know about the other. I've only heard of a contract rate for the dong and the dinar. Everything else, I've not heard. Just frankly, because there's so few people holding it. I mean, we're talking a lot of the more exotic ones, less than 10,000 people. I mean, just not that many. I haven't heard of a topped out rate. Tony?
No, I have not heard. Those are the only two I know that have a contract rate. So
good.
The only two I know that have any kind of restrictions on them at all.
Okay. And this one is a very, very pertinent question. How can we or how can you relay to others in the United States an additional way to contribute more to nonprofit agencies, societies, churches, using Secret Santas, helping the wounded warriors, all the above, all that we're wanting to do as we are the people to show the powers to be, yes, we're in this to really help out a lot more. How can we relate to others an additional way? How can that be done through me? How can I get a message out? Can I do it through an email to you and you take care of it?
Oh, you're saying you have an additional way that you would like to share with everyone else?
Absolutely.
Oh.
A
sure.
way that they can give even more than what they thought they were able to do.
Sure.
Can I leave an email address or what?
Yeah. Pam?
You can send it to tntdenarhelp@gmail.com.
tntdenarhelp@gmail.com.
Just so you guys know, that. I mean, Pam looks at those personally, just so you know.
tntdenarhelp@gmail.com.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
She actually decides what I see and don't see, so just so you
Excellent.
Know.
Excellent. Just wanted to know what that avenue would be. And, Tony, I do pass on my condolences and to you and Ray for the loss of your mother as well. And we excellently very much appreciate what all the whole team is doing for all of us. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Next is 435. So hold on, 435. All right, 435. Good morning.
What? 435.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
How are you? Good.
I've got a question. Have you heard anything at all about more Muslims coming into the country through this, our southern borders?
No.
Okay, because it was on the NAR recaps yesterday, and I had read that.
You read that more Muslims are coming through the southern borders, and what was that?
Yeah, and it was on the NAR recaps yesterday. I don't know who posted it. And also, my wife had a question. What was your question, Juan? Come talk real quick. Oh, something about posting a number?
I can't remember.
Okay. All right. Okay, then that's all, Tony. That's the only question I had.
Okay. All right. Have a great day. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Okay. Okay, Mr. Goings on Skype. Nope. Skype? Okay. Maybe he just wants to listen. Okay, guys, I'm on a laptop, so it's moving a little bit slower here, so. All right, 716.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just hanging out, waiting. I do have a question. If you go, when you go to the bank and you want to get cashier's checks, is there a charge for that? And do you happen to know how many cashier's checks that you can get?
I don't know. You're probably not going to have a charge. It's probably going to be one of your free services.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
If it's not, ask. Because they need very much to do that.
That should be the least of your worries.
Yeah.
Is
you can
there,
do as many as you want.
Is there an amount you
can
do?
No,
nope,
you can do as many as you want for as much as you want.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, that was my question, and I thank y'all very much. And my condolences as well. And we'll be talking to you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me see. Did that work or not? Okay, was that 716? I can't remember.
Believe so.
Oh. All right, that was you. I'm sorry. That was 716. All right, I'm looking for 404.
Tony, hi. Hi, DC. Wanted to double check. We're hearing that the stock exchange is supposed to be going international on Sunday. Are you still hearing the same on that?
What stock exchange would that be?
Right.
Rocky?
It already has been.
Oh, it's already
it has been
international.
Since July 1. Mm-hmm. They tested on July 1, and they've been running tests and everything else. And if you have a special platform level or a high enough platform level, you can buy stocks on there now.
Oh.
Now, other different, like, different retail-based traders are adding them as it comes out. So, for example, I'm not endorsing nor am I saying this is the case, but hypothetically speaking, like you'd be adding E-Trade or Ameritrade, you know, that they can take their time when they're adding it. But their base systems to buy stock from the good old US of A is already there.
Okay, good enough. answers the question. Again, appreciate it so much, and you all have a great day.
Sure.
Thanks so much.
No,
great,
you have another question you want to ask him about that.
Tony, what question do I want to ask him?
Oh, Tony.
Look, if it's doable, how can you do it?
If it is doable,
what is the benefit to you doing it? No, you guys just think about it. If you get on the next call, that's the question you really want to know.
Well
hopefully the next call is going to be the call.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I suppose there is one more question. I want to be sure that you guys still are going to be getting the package, that they haven't changed the protocols for that you will be getting the package that you can then share
that
with
is
them.
I was given another update on that this morning again, and said you're still going to do it. And I said, okay, glad to help.
Super. So, that's the kind of news we like to hear. And again,
all right.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. Man, I hate to say on this computer that it's delayed. I'm usually ready to go. Let's go. Oh, there we go. Okay, our next guy is 636.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? And do you think?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Good question. I know DC said something about a back wall. And has that passed, the back wall, has that been already past the date? And do you and DC have a back wall yourself to basically, as we Denarians, go to Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, and start talking about this and basically telling people about this if they don't RV by certain date?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me tell you guys this so everybody can hear it again, and I said it before many times, but I need everybody to understand it. Our purpose and our goal of being here is not to make our government RV. We can't do that. There are other things besides us. Our purpose of being here, creating We Are the People, having our voice, was to make sure that we got treated fairly during that RV, that we got what everybody else got, that we had available, that we were included in the process as it went along, because that was our understanding when it was built and put together, and we were in the midst of being excluded from that. That was our purpose. I said, our government is doing things a lot of times that pertain to people besides us. There's 350 million people in the United States. There's 5, maybe 6 million Denarians now. A lot of things happen, 20, 30 years into the future, 40 years into the future. It's not our goal to affect that. I mean, I always said I didn't want to be Eric Snowden, and I didn't want to be Ollie North. I don't want to be either one of them. I just want to be Tony, get paid and get done, and let's make this happen and make sure that we're a fair part of it. That's our goal. We can never make them. We can hear things and hear that it's going to happen, not going to happen, and we cannot like the reasons that it's not happening, and we can even know the reasons that it's not happening. But we can't force them into doing anything by going public. It can make life uncomfortable for a whole lot of them, and there's a whole lot of negative things that would occur if we did. But our purpose in doing those things is not to make it happen or why it didn't happen. It's why we weren't treated fairly during the process, included. I mean, that's why this was put together. But wait, DC yeah. wanted to say something to you first. Hold on. Go ahead. DC.
Sure. First I want to address back walls. I don't believe in any back wall. I simply don't. And I haven't for a long time. I can give you kind of windows and timelines and, hey, this kind of stuff, but I just don't believe, because they've blown through every back wall ever done. And I'm not a superstitious person, but I'm going to turn into one because I just can't believe that they're not operating on that kind of window where, hey, we have to have it done by this time. Well, there'll be a very strong indicator to have things done within these windows, yeah. But have they blown those in the past? Yes. Second, in terms of creating stir, et cetera, again, that is to be treated right and to push folks, in our opinion, back to a more supportive role of sometimes reminding folks that there are other folks. There are other people involved in this besides just the people in the in those rooms. And frankly, we were extremely successful in doing so. And you know, everybody who were on Twitter, and it was a very, very successful campaign, and it truly did change things. And unfortunately, no one's really going to know about how much it changed it, unfortunately, for at least 10 years when most of the NDAs are off. So anyway, just my additional thoughts.
Okay, and to say that, guys, just so you know, we have had an effect. We have been noticed. People
absolutely
who didn't notice you before know you are there now, and know, you know, what's on both sides of the coin, good and bad. So they are well aware of it, and we've been told that they're well aware of it. So it's not like you're being ignored or we're being ignored or anything, because God knows, days I thought we would, we surely were not. But anyway, I mean, so what we're not here to say, you know, you better do it by Friday or I'm going to expose you to the whole world. That's somebody else's job, and he is doing his job. His team is doing their job, and they're ensuring that this isn't about any one individual, but by about a group of people and what's best for the group and not one person. Okay?
Okay, well. Yeah, because but the whole thing is we as Denarians have been getting treated unfairly and around the world because the United States has been holding this up, seems like. That's my opinion. And they've been dragging their feet. I just was kind of curious if we could do something.
Okay, let me tell you. You're absolutely right. And it has, and they've had a reason for doing it, whether we agree on it or not. But I think when it comes down to, you know, the people who are sitting at the negotiating table, who are talking to them, who are trying to get things done, when they finally realize, hey, none of this is going to work, you guys just do what you do. I mean, and if that's the last straw, because, you know, it's going to be the last straw, then somebody's going to say, hey, you know, I throw my hands up, you guys go do what you do. And,
oh, okay.
And we'll know it. Till then, we need to be supportive, because we know they're lining things up. We know what we've asked for, well, we've been told that, so I can't say I know until it happens. But we've told the things that we've asked for have been put in place, that, you know, the Denar community is going to be happy when this happens, everything else. And, you know, that's what we were here for.
Okay. And got one more question. On the BRIC countries, how's this, are they pushing this this RV also with the IMF in the United States? Or are they doesn't want this thing done, or what? How? What's their stand on this whole thing?
Okay, so what you really want is the details, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, okay, DC, he wants the details.
Details of the group rates?
No,
that's
he wants the details of what's going on. That's what he wants.
Details on the BRICS and all that stuff. Is there a conflict between IMF and BRICS, and or what?
Okay. Is there a conflict? Kind of.
Okay.
Does it matter to us right now? A little bit, not much. I'll kind of get into some of it with regards to how it affects everything else, whatnot. So the IMF, a while ago, actually in 2010, their board of governors and a few other folks recommended that they basically change the way their voting pattern worked. The U.S. does not have a veto power, which we do. And so basically they were asking the U.S. to give up the veto power. The U.S. has always said, oh, sure, yeah, we'll think about it and never do it. And it, frankly, it's a bit unrealistic to expect the U.S. to do that, maybe later, maybe way later from now, but not now. And so this is constantly aggravating the BRICS about, hey, we all want to get a piece. So what they've done is formed their own, of which you were going to anyway. It would have been much better if it was done a little differently. I'll put it that way. And so they end up basically pledging $50 billion to start their to start another monetary fund And focus on more emerging markets, which I know IMF does, but basically they just have a little shift of direction that they wanted to go through. So the BRICS put that together. Now, you know, obviously that affects the IMF and, you know, who's all involved and how hard people are playing in order to maneuver a situation or a problem around, because they have this alternate bank to go to. And so, you know, it does change the dynamics, but it does not change it in a material way that affects us. So
okay,
long explanation.
Hold on for a second, because
sure.
We got into this conversation, so let's get into it for a minute.
Sure.
Okay, DC, so everybody understands, people don't understand. Not
sure.
Just the BRICS, what you just said. There are actually going to be five, what we refer to as mini IMFs, right?
Yeah.
Five different regions, not just...
Correct.
Okay.
Well, they formed one here just a little bit ago, but they're going to be five total. Yes, sir.
Right. They're not going to rely on the U.S. dollar in these mini IMFs. It's these countries together pooling their own currencies and willing to do their own little trade agreements together using their currencies, not the U.S. dollar, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Think of it like
okay.
the euro.
Right. All right. That's right, kind of like the euro, which causes the U.S. to lose some of its buying power, correct?
Absolutely. We're no longer the reserve currency of the world.
That's right. Which could easily shift that reserve currency to the yen or the dinar if they're building the foundation on this, which is something we really don't want to do.
Or an SDR.
Right. Or an SDR. And it's not going to happen overnight. So, well, I don't know, a couple months back, was it a long time back? Anyway, they were trying to devalue the dollar kind of basically overnight when we had that night, right? You know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about? Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in that case is why I'm trying to tell you guys a lot of things don't have anything to do with us. It has something to do with our future and our currency's future. And when those things are happening, they're current, and we know about them, it's not our place to try and change that, threaten somebody, you better do it by Friday, Saturday, we're going to expose it to the world or anything else. I mean, those things are as conditions call for it, or the situation, or if we get to that point, not just for us to get money in our hands and, you know, we're tired of waiting for the money. So I just wanted to put that additional thing in there so they look at it on a bigger picture is what I was trying to do.
Great.
I might have messed it up, but I don't know.
No, I think we did good.
All right. Okay. I mean, I don't know if everybody understood what I just said. Go ahead.
I said thank you for your answers.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. Right. Okay. So we're going to go to 407 here. 407?
We almost said the five, I don't know. Hello?
Yes.
All right. How are you? Yes. All right. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I have a question for you. I'm kind of confused about the information that I got about or heard about the contract rate. Is that is the contract rate going to be for everyone? Or who the contract rate is going to be for?
What did you hear?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you. I asked you, what did you hear? Who are they going to be for?
Okay. I thought I heard it was going to be for contractors and somebody else that I didn't get, but I heard contractors first.
Okay. All right. DC?
Sure.
You want to explain?
Oh. Sure. Let's kind of go through. I think it'll be better helpful, sir, if we just take a step back and then kind of walk through why the contract rates are there versus the international rate that most people get, and I think it'll make more sense. So the contract rates were originally formed for primarily China, all right? And so China said, hey, I need to buy a bunch of these things to get these oil credits, right? So I'm going to buy in bulk. And so how am I going to buy in bulk? I'm going to go with a person or a group of people and just buy a ton of it all at the same time. And they said, you know what, because it saves so much hassle, because it's so much better for me, you know, it's like shopping at Costco or Sam's, right? But in reverse. Hey, I'm getting this, I'm getting a little better deal to have everybody put this in a big giant package for me, and I don't have to do a lot of homework, and, you know, it's already set up for us. So that was originally why it was set up. Then what they started doing is basically as they allowed more contract, more dollars, or excuse me, more dinars available for contract rates, a lot of people said, well, we should offer bigger than just groups or bigger than just these few folks. So what ended up happening is they said, okay, fine. You'll let us buy more. We'd like to buy more. How do we do that? Well, due to a lot of different folks kind of weighing in on the fairness of things, came back and said, okay, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to offer everybody up front a contract, one or two or three contract rates. And those contract rates are going to have positive and negatives, meaning some will be high-paying but, you know, higher taxes. Some will have mid-paying but mid-taxes, et cetera. So they've kind of thought through several different scenarios. And then, so what they're now offering those contract rates to just Joe Blow public like you and I, and saying, okay, until I get this level of folks filled up, meaning, okay, I can only buy this much stuff. As long as I can buy this much stuff, I'll keep buying it up until this level where they cut me off. And so what's ended up happening is that these contract rates have turned into kind of a bigger deal than they were intended as a way to just buy in bulk the dinar for countries.
Okay, so I think I'm muted, but let me do this too since we're talking.
Yeah.
And I wanted everybody to understand the contract rates are set at different rates. China actually had a contract with some people, right? Or a group of people.
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm.
And then people started inventing groups. I do mean inventing groups at different rates and going to banks and saying, I can bring you this many people, I can do this, but I want this portion, and we're going to give them that portion. So we had to go through that whole scenario because I don't know what this guy's actually hearing, you know, what group, this group, who can have it, who can't have it, why people are signed up for groups. And then, you know, there were groups out there at, okay, we know there's over 300 groups, right? Have we ever said that before?
I think we have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right, there are over 300 different groups out there, guys, and some groups are at 50 cent, and I mean 50 cent is what people signed up for. I'm sorry. Some groups were in double digits, I mean high double digits, so in every variation in there, and people were offered different things for those. Some groups we know were legitimate groups, and some we have found out were absolutely not, and people are going to regret it. So I'm just giving you the whole scenario right here. So I don't know what people are telling you, I mean, to belong to one group or the other. People have been giving information. If your dinar is not here by midnight, you're not going to be in. If I don't have a copy of your driver's license, birth certificate, this, then you can't be part of the group. All that crazy mess has gone on in there also. But when you go to the bank as a individual and say, what three rates do I have? You're going to have the China rate, the U.S. rate, and the market rate, right? Which should be available to anybody as long as you're in there when they're still available. No pre-requirements, prerequisites, no dollar amount, no social status. They're just going to, you know, go till they're gone. Is that correct, DC?
Yes, sir. It, you know, it's while it lasts. You know.
Yep, there we go.
Back to the Costco example, you know, there's only 1,000 big rolls of toilet paper, so therefore, as long as they have 1,000 of them, they're good. You know, that's what you can have.
Okay. Let me see. 407, is that who we were talking to? Or did they,
okay, yes. Thank you so very much. That was that. I understand it very well. I really appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, I'm skipping over our next guy because he says anonymous, and I don't know who that is. Never heard of that guy. So I'm going over to 406.
Tony, in your tweet this morning, you said things have changed in Iraq. What's changed?
Well, yeah, Tony, what's changed?
I asked DC to tell you, but he wouldn't tell you. Because
we can't.
If y'all have noticed that Tony enjoys sending out those tweets just to kind of prod at people, and sometimes it's at me. And I specifically said, hey, Tony, we can't, unfortunately, we just can't say that. We've been asked very bluntly not to. And so 5 minutes later, sent out the tweet.
Actually, because I want everybody to know that we know, just so you know we know. Anyway, but more importantly, no, we were asked not to say some things, but you guys know. Some other people are going to say, and this is what I do, like it happens throughout the day, some other guys get information, and they are going to tell you guys. I mean, somebody's going to. It can't be a secret forever. I mean, it's going to come out. So somebody's going to tell you sometime this evening. And then you guys are going to go in the chat room or somewhere and ask Pam, is that true? So she can answer, because me and DC are not going to be in there. But anyway, you can ask her, is that what he was talking about? Because inevitably, soon we hang up, somebody going to say, this is what Tony was talking about, like they talked to me, and they hadn't. But you can always verify it through Pam. So, okay? And this is it. I mean, we know this, too. Once it's out there, then, hey, we can talk about it like anybody else can because it's out there. And as I said, well, we just can't be the one to put it out there.
I read that it's very, very possible that Maliki is going to get a third term. Do you have an opinion on that?
Highly unlikely.
There you go. That's our highly. Well, he said highly unlikely, so I can say highly, highly unlikely.
Last question is, did we or did not in Iraq have an RI?
I don't know.
You're asking, did they have an RI?
Yeah. There's several times it's been said they had an RI in Iraq. Did they or didn't they?
I think will play out here in the next little bit.
Okay, wait. They had one because they changed the rate on the cards.
Yes.
And they did that. So that was, and they told everybody what it was. But in a little bit, what DC is saying, you'll be able to see for yourself.
Yep.
All
okay.
Right.
Everybody can make up their own mind. We're not saying it did. We're just saying everybody can make up their own mind.
Yep.
Several of the so-called gurus are predicting that it will not happen till after August the 8th. What's your opinion on that?
I find it very difficult to understand how it could last that long. I find it extremely difficult to understand how it could sit at the present state that long without all sorts of, I mean, sure, could something happen to delay it that long, but right now what's all been going on, you're stopping some massive things just for little game to no game. So,
do you think we will have a regular call on Monday?
No.
Great. Listen, gentlemen,
no,
thanks for everything.
But, listen, we didn't think we would have one today either.
Correct.
I mean, it couldn't have, but I'll just tell you the truth. But some other things are happening. And like he said, in the end, you know, it'll all come out sooner or later. I mean, whether it's 2 weeks from now or 10 years from now, sometime it'll come out. Okay?
Have a great day, all of you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Okay, guys. We're going to make this a short call, as Pam just reminded me. She had already told him, and I was only going to do an hour today because, of course, I got some family things that we need to do and get ready for tomorrow and Sunday. So, okay, DC, again, we did our part, so what's going on?
We did. Guys, I'm just going to summarize it real quick. Bottom line, everything looks phenomenally good. Some concrete actions have been taken in Iraq. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we are, honest to God, I don't know exactly why it hadn't gone yet. We're just right there. I also want to have everybody keep in their prayers that Ray's in Tony's mom, Mrs. Riffroach, as she is going to have her services this weekend, and we'll all be thinking about her and the Renfro family this weekend.
Okay, thank you, sir. Pam? Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I want you to have a great weekend. Hopefully this is the one we've all been waiting for. If not, this is worth waiting for, and I'm here as long as it takes. So thanks to Tony, thanks to DC, thanks to Ray for making this all possible for all of us.
Okay, thank you, man. Ray?
Yeah, this is Fantabulous Friday, so you guys look forward to good things the rest of the day, the rest of the evening, and on through the weekend.
Okay. And he got a name for every day of the week, doesn't he?
He does. I like it. I always love that.
So, guys, thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the thoughts and prayers for my mother and us for this weekend. I really appreciate all the people that sent flowers and that, and we actually talked to them yesterday. They told us they got quite a few phone calls and flowers coming in and that kind of thing. Besides that, we didn't think we were going to be here this weekend. We didn't think we were even going to be here last night, to tell you the truth, right, DC?
Yeah. No.
So, and you guys have to realize we're not trying to hype the situation up. We never do. We're usually closer to the action than a lot of other people, and they're seeing things. And this is not a put-down or anything. This is just where we're really at. They're seeing things after the fact or getting some information after, and sometimes it's hours after. And, you know, we've gone up and down 3 or 4 times within those couple of hours where that information is just coming. So we know how actually close things are to being live for you, and then most of the time we get an explanation of what the reasons were that it didn't. And you know, if it was a bunch of things we could share, we would, because I'll tell you everything. But anyway, that always seems to cause a bigger problem when I give you guys too much information or something. And we really just want the process to go. Know that we have it. Know that we're looking in your best interest. And we know we're close enough that you should be getting ready to take actions or reactions. And we know because that's what we're being told. So
yeah.
At that point. So look for a good day, a good weekend, myself. I hope we're not here Monday, not with this call. Hope we're doing something else at least by Monday. But we know we're at least close enough that we can continue to tell you guys that it could shift on a 10-minute phone call. Could shift the whole thing, and it could be done. So anyway, that's what we're waiting for, right, DC? A 10-minute phone call?
That's it, or even less.
Yep, makes all the difference in the world. Soon as that happens. So, all right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Again, if something happens, we'll tweet it out. And if the ultimate happens, you know, me and Ray will be doing the things that we need to do for our mother, and Pam and DC and the rest of our group will still be here. And if they need to make the call, they certainly will. All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. Bye.